Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. I got it in my head. We did a Hanukkah show for the kids. So we did a Christmas show and a Hanukkah show for the kids at the Friars Club. It was adorable. I loved it, you know. It's kind of nice because you don't have that much going on in the way of kid entertainment anymore, really. So that was nice. I see Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, is the first one in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker. Okay, I am going to do a special today of Christmas music. Let me see if I can scroll on down here. I hope everybody's having a good holiday and not getting stressed out about it. I think I'm pretty much done, except for the dinner for 12 that I'm doing. All right, why don't we start with some nice December people. I am not dreaming of a white Christmas. December people, www.decemberpeople.com.
Plain as you can be. new front teeth. My new front teeth. Everybody stops and stares at me. My two front teeth are gone, as you can see. I don't know who to blame for this catastrophe, but my one wish on Christmas Eve is plain as you can see. My two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two.
Chucker Movie Attic Headquarters won't be having a show this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio, Wacko Bob's in the house. Yay! Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. on the Wacko Network, Blog Talk Radio. George Bettinger's not here, but he's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Chuck Skull, Kat Vecchione, I believe, I'm going to say Friday nights at 8. And Chuck Skull, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Is it Saturdays, Chuck? Write it in there. And Mondays at 10 a.m., Chuck's World of Mayhem and Nostalgia. Wonderful, wonderful theater. Well, this is something I wrote a while back, and it's called a 911 Christmas Carol, so it's kind of a rebroadcast, okay? So sit back, have a cup of cocoa, and let's go.
Spilling the eggnog on a good rug, or defrosting the fire with someone special named Chet. She roasted the chestnut. Oh, Chet was very proud of his nut. Yeah, he really held them special. Why, he'd never let anyone else touch them or even get them hot. I guess that's why we broke up. Well, with that in mind, I wrote a little ditty I'd like to sing.
Oh, are the very thunder of my family. I'm torn apart, and I have no self-esteem. You've got to help me, 911. You've got to help me.
I got it. Try to hang in there, sir. Help is further along in the plot line. You better hang up. We suspect he's watching you.
3 p.m. that same day, Scrooge received an unexpected visit from his nephew, Fred.
Yes, I visited my uncle that day. As his only remaining relative and possible heir, I thought it might be good to get in good with the old geezer. As was my habit, I stuck up on him in hopes of giving him an early coronary, sending him to an early grave, and me to an early retirement. Someplace warm, like France. Well, if the good die young, I knew in my heart my uncle would live forever.
Boom!
Oh!
I mean, Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge. How do you feel?
Great.
Too bad.
What'd you say?
I mean, I'm glad. Say, how about you coming over for Christmas dinner? We'd really love to have you. Oh, please. Oh, please.
Could I have to bring wine? Present? A side dish?
Only if it felt like it.
Forget it, then, and goodbye.
Oh, you...
Hey, not you, Cratchit! Oh, heaven. Might as well go home. Can't get anything done on the holidays. What a waste.
As Scrooge approached the door of his home, an incident occurred which would change the course of his evening. Perhaps his life.
Oh, my old school.
mean you can get that past me? There's more luck.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That there's more luck.
Ha ha ha!
Run for it, Tim!
Run for it, Tim!
Oh, we gotta get out of here. It might get ugly.
Oh, that small child touched me in some way.
Perhaps your sense of compassion?
No, the little rodent stole my wallet when he passed by. Boy, after my own heart. Hey, what becomes of Tiny Tim?
I'll give you a hint. Guess who's gonna be dinner?
You don't mean...
Yes! It's time for the next ghost! Talk about scary. I dart. I fly. I'm a dead. Woo! 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 Woo!
Oh! Hello, big boy. Remember me? Mommy! The dog answer. But I'll give you a hint. In the category of things to come, what?
It was 12 a.m. The last and perhaps most dangerous member of the SWAT team.
It was. I'm reformed! Oh,
911 emergency calls, and this happens. However... yes, they do. They do.
What?
You know, I'm not really a cop.
Yes, you do.
In my travels as a performer, I have been neglecting a large portion of our population. For instance, did you know that the man who wrote this also wrote a Hebrew dictionary? Now, you see, we take it for granted because we're American that everybody wants to hear everything in American. Tonight, I'm bilingual. No. I'd like to bring out my interpreter tonight, Mr. Louis Caballero. He's our special guest star and the star of his own movie, The Puerto Rican Mambo. Is that correct?
Oh,
absolutely correct.
Yes, this is him. All right. Mr. Caballero will be translating into the language of his people. Okay, for us tonight. And we're going to meet you as the night before Christmas by Clement Moore. Are you ready, Mr. Caballero? T'was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, and hopes of St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Un día bien cabronado, en casa en el Bronx estaba encabronado, me dio un carajo y un plátano.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mom in a kerchief, and I and my cat had just settled down our brain for our lap.
Carlitos, estoy en la patina, me dio un cagón porque ese hombre es puertorriqueño. ¿Cómo cagó? ¿Cómo la pelota es así?
When out on the lawn there arose a splatter, I sprang to the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a fast tore, opened the shutters and threw open the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wonder eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer with a little old driver and a wildly recruited I heard from the lucky St. Nick were rapid their eagles as first as they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Vete pa' carajo.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, O'Common and Cupid, O'Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away, oh. So the dry leaves before the wind hurricane fly, and then in a twinkling, I heard a little crackling noise.
No, 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 no
fun Christmas thing. That you
front teeth are gone, as you can plainly see. I don't know who to blame for this catastrophe, but my one wish on Christmas Eve is plain as it can be. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. My two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Having Christmas fun, doesn't it, kids? Yes, and this was my long show, because this was over 45 minutes today, and, well, it's still Hanukkah, so I got to throw in the Hanukkah song, don't I? Okay, so we'll close with that. Thank you all for listening.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright, and even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. Five pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere a festival of for of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere.